trumpet and the horn.
Thank you.
sing processional hymn 376, Once in Royal David City. Choir will sing verses 1 and 2. The congregation joins on verse 3. We stand and face the cross during this hymn. Please stand.
Thank you.
choir sings, "Oh, how beautiful the sky."
You may be seated.
Eight lessons and carols.
The first scripture lesson, the first Christmas promise, a reading from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 379, O come all ye faithful.
Thank you.
scripture lesson, Bethlehem, City of David, a reading from Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth, and this man shall be their peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 361, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
For on to us a child is born,
unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir sings, How shall we know him? Scripture lesson, A Baby in a Manger, a reading from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea unto Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him, and who was great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 364, Away in a Manger. scripture lesson, Shepherds and Angels, a reading from Luke chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 380, Hark the Herald. Angels sing. The choir sings, "See Amid the Winter Snow." Scripture lesson. Jesus is the Son of God. A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his Son into the world, so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 387, Joy to the World.
our Savior. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, we confess the incarnation of Christ, that he came in the flesh as a child, as a baby in Bethlehem. We have heard this all of our lives, but we must never cease to be amazed at this mystery, that God shares our flesh and blood, that Jesus is true God and true man incarnate, the Son of God in eternity, became the Son of Man here in time. As we sing in the hymn, "Hail him, ye heirs of David's line, whom David Lord did call, the God incarnate, man divine, crown him Lord of all, the God incarnate, man divine, and crown him Lord of all." Incarnate means he came in the flesh. Our Lord Jesus Christ had a body like you and me. He needed to eat and to drink. He was raised in a human family. By the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowing the womb of the Virgin Mary, she miraculously conceived the Christ. And for 9 months, she remained a virgin till she gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem. You see, Christmas is connected very much to Good Friday. You see, on Christmas, they took his body and wrapped it in swaddling cloths, his child baby body, and Mary placed him in the manger. As an adult man, they took his body and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in the tomb. The angels proclaimed the birth of the Savior to the shepherds on Christmas night. The angels proclaimed the resurrection of Christ to the women at the tomb on Easter. You see, we must connect the fact that Jesus came to defeat the devil. As promised in Genesis 3 today, that Jesus would crush the head of the serpent, that is Satan, but in so doing he would be bruised. If we do not connect the birth of Christ to the fall of man into sin and the need for a Savior, then the world just turns this into a sentimental story about a beautiful little baby. It is much more than that. It is the invasion of earth by God. It is the fulfillment of all of his promises from Genesis through Malachi of the coming of the Son of David, to bear our sins in his body, because the one who was placed in a manger as a baby would be nailed to the cross as a man for our salvation. My friends, Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the Lord, and as God's Son, he is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and the Lord. The Old Testament prophecies foretold that he would be born in Judea, in Bethlehem, that he would be of the royal line of David. The prophecies foretold that he would be born of a virgin. The prophecies foretold that that one would also be crucified and bruised for our iniquities in Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53. The same Isaiah who in chapter 7, 9, and 11 proclaims the banner of the nations, the coming of Jesus the Christ, that same prophet also proclaims Jesus' death and his resurrection in chapters 52 and 53. We believe in Jesus because he fulfills those prophecies. He is the promised Messiah. The reason why it was good news for the angels of great joy was because in the darkness of the night, not only did the light of the angels spring forth, but Jesus is the light of the whole world. Glory to God in the highest, the angels proclaim. God comes to bring peace to Israel and to the Gentile nations. Christmas Eve was about the Jews, the birth of the Messiah in the city of David in Bethlehem, who came for the Jews. But not long after, when the Magi came, as we celebrate on Epiphany, following the star, it was made clear that this Messiah always intended to be the Lord for Jew and Gentile. church together, Jew and Gentile, who profess Jesus as the Christ, know him as the Savior and the Lord. What does it mean then that John calls him the propitiation for our sin? We see all three persons of the Trinity on Christmas night. God the Father, in his love, was the one who sent his Son down to the world. God the Son, who is the Savior, is the babe in the manger. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, which shone brightly that night, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have faith to abide, as John said, in the love of God, because we love because he first loved us. What it means to say that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins is this. When the priests would go into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, and the Ark of the Covenant was there, inside the Ark were the Ten Commandments, commandments which we have broken. On top of the Ark was the gold mercy seat, carved angels that covered over the top of the Ark, called the mercy seat. In between the gold wings, the priest on the Day of Atonement would have a censer filled with the blood of the Lamb and some water, and he would sprinkle the blood over the mercy seat. And God said, I will meet you there at the mercy seat, and that blood will cover the sins that you have broken, those Ten Commandments, inside the Ark. And when I see that blood, I will forgive. Propitiation means being forgiven at the mercy seat because of the blood of the Lamb. It was Jesus who was that Paschal Lamb. His body was the Ark. His blood was sprinkled on the cross. God sees that blood and says, I forgive your sin because the blood of Jesus Christ covers you. The punishment you deserve fell upon him. And now he is your righteousness, your justification, your atonement. If that is not love, I don't know what love is. God's love shown in the person of Christ. And so, my friends, as the hymn continues, crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arm those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the babe of Bethlehem. Meditate tonight on the incarnation, true God and true man. Meditate, ponder, and behold this mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ incarnate, and rejoice that he is, for you and me, the proof that God is love. To Christ alone be glory forever. Amen. May the peace of Jesus Emmanuel be with us always. Amen. Open to the inside back cover of your hymnal, and we stand to speak the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As the organist plays the voluntary, please fill the ritual friendship sheets to place them in the narthex basket as you leave, and your offerings at the offering plates at the door. You may be seated during the voluntary. We stand for the prayer of the church. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. The same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We have the lighting of the candles as we sing hymn 370, What Child Is This, to remain lit for the remainder of the service. Hymn 370, you may be seated.
What child is this?
Word to become incarnate of the pure Virgin. Grant your people grace to put away all fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. We sing Silent Night.